Hey everyone, this is Beth, and today I am joined with my friend Adam Breckenridge, who is our new Director of Coaching here at YEC, and this is Your Enneagram Coach, the podcast, and here we're here to help everyone understand themselves with astonishing clarity so they can break free from self-condemnation, fear, and shame by knowing and experiencing the unconditional love, forgiveness, and freedom in Christ. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Beth. It's good to be here with you. As you may know, we're getting ready to reopen our Become an Enneagram Coach course from June 21st through the 29th. And today we're talking with two of our certified Enneagram coaches, Nathan Hofer and Tammy Imlay, to learn more about the heart of what it means to be an Enneagram coach. So let's get started and hear from Nathan and Tammy. Hey guys, so great to have you here with us on the podcast. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
And
hey guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, so glad you guys are here. To start, why don't you guys just tell us a little bit more about yourselves? And Nathan, I'll invite you to go first. Tell us just a little bit more about, you know, who you are, your type, your job, your family, where you're living right now, favorite color. I mean, whatever you want to share.
Oh man, I feel like this is the start of a Monty Python and the Quest of the Holy Grail? What's your favorite color? I don't want to get that one wrong. It'd be embarrassing. But like you said, Adam, my name is Nathan Hofer, and I'm from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I'm a 7 with an 8 wing, which is very apparent in my life. That's always fun. And I'm a husband. I'm a father of 2 young girls, 4 and 1.5. And they are wonderful, but exhausting, but wonderful. It's awesome being their dad. And I work for South Dakota Public Broadcasting as the outreach and experiences manager there. But I also am a leadership coach with my own LLC called Be Planted, which really came about as a big part of my involvement with YEC and the Become an Enneagram Coach program.
Yes, and we will hear much more about that here shortly. Tammy, what about you?
Hi, yes. My name is Tammy, and I currently live in Oklahoma, but I grew up a military brat, so I moved around every 3 years my entire life. And I joined the Air Force, so I'm an Air Force veteran, and I'm also an Air Force widow. And my husband was a fighter pilot, and he lost his life when he was deployed. And that kind of set me on my journey. I went through, became a marriage family therapist. So I went from communications in the Air Force to, well, still communication in a whole different way. But as I was doing my certifications and things, and I'm an Enneagram 1, so you can see that plays a huge part in my path. And so I was like, okay, let me do this. So I dived into therapy, got my degree and started doing that. And then realized that God had me on a different path. Like, I was very much supposed to be doing that, but I was introduced to coaching. And actually, part of my story is learning about the Enneagram and how I used that to help me through my grief. And once I understood my grief, I was like, oh, this is real. Okay, let's do this. And so now I have a coaching program, Tammy Marie Coaching. And I help widows and divorced moms, help them find their confidence, help them restore their spirit and find their identity after that gut-punching blow that so many women go through.
Wow. So, yeah, thanks for sharing.
You.
That's beautiful.
I also have 2 kids, too. They're teenagers. I have 11-year-old and 13-year-old who are also very big in the Enneagram. My daughter is a 4, and she took your assessment, and she's like, Mom, they understand me. They get me. Like, she so much. My son is an 8 who manipulated the test to get a 7. And because we talked about it first, but it's like, okay, he's like, no, Mom, I'm a 7 wing 8. It is clear. I'm like, okay, honey. So that's.
Yeah. That's cute. I love that. Yeah. It's so fun when kids get into the Enneagram because you can have so many really amazing conversations with them and continue to learn about them. And it'd be, especially if it's from a non-anxious presence, you know, they feel heard and seen and known. So that's great. Yeah. I'm sure Nathan, probably not into those conversations yet with your 3 and 1 year old.
No, they've got it all figured out. I mean, they're talking about instinctual subtypes. I don't know. It's weird. No, they have no, we have no.
Yeah. You can't quite understand what they're saying, but you know that they've got it, right? That's great. Well, you know, as we talk about, you know, the Enneagram and your life and how you're using it, let's just kind of take a step back, and I want to hear more about when you first heard about the Enneagram, when you were introduced to the Enneagram, and then how did you guys find your Enneagram type?
I honestly don't remember exactly when I came across the Enneagram. That was a really hard question. I was trying to think about it, but I worked in higher ed for about a decade, and I worked a lot with student leadership and developing those leaders, and from everything from orientation to residence life to student association, you know, all these things I had an opportunity to kind of touch base with. But at the core, it was about developing these young adults as the leaders and unlocking their potential, that, you know, they're already leaders in a lot of ways. And I know I've been using a bunch of different assessments to try to give them some tools to understand themselves and to understand their teams. Cause I had the experience of my first year out of grad school doing that with my group of student leaders and not doing that. And then the next year, which was almost the same group of people doing that. And it was just this night and day difference in their cohesion, their ability to work together, and their sense of understanding. So I was looking for things that dug in a little bit more. And I know that's when I came across the Enneagram, and I don't know where exactly, but I know that I tested it first. I took the test. I landed on a 7, and I looked at that and I laughed because it was embarrassingly spot on. I was almost like I said, it was like, man, they really know me. Man, I'm a type. That's not a bummer at all, but it was like, yeah, wow, that checkbox. I really fell in love with it at that time. And I really wanted to use that with my student leaders because for so long, you know, I'd use things like, oh gosh, you know, I do love the MBTI and things like that, but they just really focus on that dichotomy between introversion and extroversion. And for me, with a lot of young adults, you know, people who are coming off their freshman year to people who are about to graduate college, sometimes that became so much of a focus, and that dichotomy, they felt like that defined them as a leader. Like, I can't do this because I'm an introvert, or I can't do this because I'm an extrovert. And I really loved how the Enneagram just dug deep into those, what makes a person who they are. It doesn't, you know, you might be more prone to being an extrovert or more prone to being an introvert with a type, but that isn't the key thing. It's about what motivates you and what finds your passion. Mm-hmm. And I worked at, my last stint was 5 years at a Christian college. So, you know, we being able to integrate faith into that piece, very much one of the reasons why I was very passionate about working with YEC was because of that desire to tie faith into understanding of self, because that tying that in and just showing, I mean, you've talked about it so many times on the podcast and through your course, but it's so true that when you unlock that and you can use that from a faith perspective, as a way to understand yourself, appreciate and understand others, but also draw closer to Christ. That was really powerful for me. Yeah. So I used that for a couple of years and then left and worked in the nonprofit world. And yeah, I'd say that was the first time I really got connected with it and used it. And like I said, I just loved the depth it provided for my students because we could barely touch the surface in those sessions. But throughout the year, we'd keep getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And by the end of the year, they're like, they understood themselves better, not fully, but better. And just really appreciated those people who in a lot of ways were their opposites.
Yeah. That's so exciting. Tammy, what about you?
Yes. So I kept hearing this weird E word, Ennea something, and it took me a long time to actually take the assessment, and I would hear it, and I was like, oh, you can't know someone that deep. Like, you can't understand. Like, you don't know me. You don't. Like, what is this? Like, and, yes, you know, and I love assessments. I mean, I'm an Enneagram 1. I like to know. I like to know what I like to know, and I like to make sure that I really, really know it.
You don't mind being being assessed.
No.
And evaluated.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And again, it's so many times it's like, you don't really need to tell me where I'm wrong, because believe me, I know all the places where I'm wrong. And I heard it. Then I was like, oh, you know what? Fine. I'll just take it. Especially after because I heard it a lot in the secular world. And I am very, like, I the Bible is my center. Like that is my whole life. God has been walking with me and he has led me through a lot of hardships. And I was like, the Myers-Briggs and all of these that I really do value. And in therapy, I used it. And in coaching, I use that. But I was looking for something deeper because especially when I was trying to figure out my grief, like what is keeping me here where I am? Like what is that underlying core fear that I didn't realize those were the words?
Right.
And so I decided, I was like, okay, I'll just take an assessment. And I got a one. That can't be right. I'm not a perfectionist. So let me go take five more. And I took so many and they all said one. And I was like, yeah, I know. Okay. Like, and then I released the pressures from being a one. And what got me and what changed my mind about everything and even fear is realizing that once you know that, that's when the real work can start. That's when you can go to God and say, okay, God, this is how you made me. Show me why and show me how and what can I do? And so that changed my life. And then I realized there is power. And in true Enneagram One fashion, I'm like, okay, I need to know all of the things and I need to know that I know all the things. And so then I saw your course and I was like, that's it. A certification. That is what I need.
Right.
I need someone else to tell me that I can do it right.
Why don't you keep going with that? Because that's kind of our next question is, what made you decide to take that next level? So really for you, it was, man, this has helped me transform so much. When we call the type ones now the principled reformer, and it really kind of sounds like, there's this new principle, this new way of reforming our interior world. And it's not that we're trying to reform ourselves into the Enneagram. We're trying to use that for the clarity to transform into the likeness of Christ. Is that kind of what took you to the next level?
Absolutely. It allowed me to frame questions that I didn't really want to answer, that I was avoiding for myself, but were the ones that I really needed answers to. And then when I started learning, because then the idea is, you kept saying, and people are like, okay, it's all about, nine people can do the exact same behavior for nine very different reasons. And then, and I love studying people. I love people watching. I love learning about people's stories. I'm a therapist and realize I've actually been a coach my whole life. I just never had a word towards it. But that was the other thing too, is I was going through, I moved from California to Oklahoma, and to go through that therapy process again, to get my license here in Oklahoma. And it was like, okay, is this the right way? And I felt there was a disconnect. And that's when God was like, hey, look at this program over here. And because as an Enneagram One, it's really hard to release that license. It's really hard because that was somebody telling me I could do it well and that I was not going to cause harm. And really releasing, God's like, it's time to release that and go fully into coaching. And Enneagram is going to be your stepping stone. That's going to give you that knowledge, that in the confidence, because once I started understanding what was holding me back, then I was able to answer it. I was able to go to the Bible and God spoke directly to me. And I was able to use that, and I have not looked back since. Using the Enneagram, I use it in everyday conversation. I use it to help me understand my children and with my clients. Even if we don't dive really deep, we always start with that, because if you understand the fear, then you understand really what's driving you.
Right. Oh, that's so good. Nathan, what about you? What made you decide to take the Enneagram to that next level and actually become a coach?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Moms, I am so excited to share with you a huge and wonderful opportunity that we have created for you this summer. It's our Enneagram for Moms cohorts. Yes, a group of moms of your same Enneagram type coming together for a safe place to connect, share, and hear and be validated. Wouldn't that be amazing to be with other moms of your same Enneagram type who see the world through the same lens and truly understand you? It's gonna be amazing. But here's the thing. there are only 25 spots per cohort. We have one in the daytime and one in the evening of your type to choose from. But you're gonna wanna sign up the day it opens. We open registration May 6th to May 13th. Now, these groups will kick off the week of June 10th, and they will go until the week of July 29th. That's 8 weeks together for 90 minutes, sharing, laughing, crying, being together in that safe, intimate place to connect with moms to develop deep, meaningful friendships. And there's so many other things that are going to come with the cohort. I hope that you will join us and learn more when you sign up on May 6th to May 13th at yourenneagramcoach.com/cohorts. I can't wait to see you there.
Well, honestly, it had been something I had considered for a long time. And same as you, Tammy, like a certification sounded great, you know, but I was like, I was reading books. I was looking at assessments. I was trying to put all these pieces together. And I always kind of toyed with the idea of, you know, you should do something with this. And I looked for other places where, maybe I could work and do this with someone else, but there was no one really around. And so it just kind of sat there as an idea. And then in, true fashion of 2020, we went through some weird transitions, sold our house, lived with my in-laws for 5 months, built a house, moved into the house then. And so it was like this just whirlwind of stuff from December to January. And also in January, I ended up, parting ways with the organization I was working with. It was hard. It was amicable, but it was a hard transition nonetheless. And in that space, I had for the first time, probably since college, some time to think about like, what is it I want to be doing? Where do I want to be? Where I don't want to just move to something because I have the space, I have the time, I have the opportunity now to do that. And so I ended up talking to some folks who I have a lot of respect for, who have just these great stories, these great insights, they're not connected to each other at all. And they all kind of said the same thing, like, hey, you should try doing something for yourself. And I said, no. And then someone else said it. And I said, I don't think so. And then, the third, fourth, and fifth people said that maybe you should do something for yourself. I'm like, okay, I'll look into it. I'll do it. But it was that, Tammy, you talked about fear. It was that fear of like putting it all on myself. And I didn't want to, is that fear of if this flops, there's no one to blame but myself. Before I had, if I could work within a space, I had some, there was a safety net. And so to take that step was scary. But like I said, it was just so many people who were in support of it. And my wife was one who said, like, you should definitely be doing this. And I was like, okay, well, we'll take the steps. And we started and we ended up launching Be Planted slowly, in true Seven fashion. Once I decided it was something I wanted to do, I did all the paperwork and got the LLC formed within a week after that. And I'm then like, maybe I should figure everything else out now, like the what we're going to do and how that is and a brand and all that stuff. And honestly, the one thing I knew I wanted to have as a part of it was the Enneagram, because I said I loved it. I was passionate about it. And so I was looking for certification opportunities and things like that. So I found one that was pretty basic and I was like, okay, it's affordable. I'll do that. And I was working through that. And then out of the blue, I've been following, your Enneagram coach on Instagram for a while. And I saw there was this, this win a become an Enneagram coach scholarship. And I said, well, sure, I'll comment. But mostly I commented for my friend, Chelsea, who loves the Enneagram more than I do. She's insane about it. And we had talked about it and she knows so much. And we actually got to do a workshop together, which was fun. And I'm like, Chelsea, you need to see this. Cause we had just talked about YEC and certification through that organization. And I was like, Chelsea, you need to see this. And then I got a message that, asking for my name. I'm like, okay, this is probably just to confirm that we all entered, probably doing it with everyone. And then all of a sudden there was this blast on Instagram and I was like, oh, I didn't, I, okay.
Yeah, you won it, didn't you? That was so fun.
I did. And that was a big thing where that was a big fear and hurdle. The financial component too was like, but God just kind of reached in and just plucked mm-hmm. that out. And you know, there was my friend Chelsea who, you know, mentioned that, you know, I mentioned previously, she messaged my wife because they're friends. She goes, I really felt, she goes, when I saw that, I was so happy, a little sad for me, but so happy. She said, because I just felt like God was saying, like, this is where you're, mm-hmm. he's supposed to go. And I was like, for me, it was just, well, obviously I'm supposed to do this because all the barriers that are in the way of that, that I have built up for myself just got knocked down in one
right.
fell swoop. So that was a pretty cool opportunity, and I'm very thankful that's and blessed amazing. For that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. You know, both of you guys have mentioned, you know, fears and resistance and barriers in this journey of becoming an Enneagram coach. So is there more you'd like to share on that? In my experience, for me too, as well, in my own journey of becoming an Enneagram coach, I find there's always seems to be barriers, mm-hmm. false messages, hurdles that I have to overcome. And so I'd be curious if you would mind sharing more about that. What are some of the roadblocks, false messages you've had to walk through to become an Enneagram coach?
So for me, you know, coming from being still pretty new, because I jumped into the Enneagram pretty quick and then wanted to learn everything possible and read all the books. And still, I was still unpacking what it meant to have that fear of being good and being certified and having someone else mm-hmm. tell me that I'm ready. So that was a huge thing, because here it is, the state of Oklahoma saying, here's, you know, if you, sure, you can be a therapist. However, here's all the things you need to do. And I looked, and because oddly enough, it was 2 days before that I'm like, okay, God, I need you to tell me which way to go. I need you to close a door and mm-hmm. open a window. Like I am mm-hmm. pretty stubborn that it needs to be clear. And that letter from Oklahoma was like, okay, I'm going to take that as the letter. I could have fought it because I had all the requirements, uh-huh. but I'm like, I'm not even going to. And so that was a huge barrier that I crossed over, being like, okay, God, like he says, go in, you know, the path that he said puts forward for you, and don't do what the world does. And here I needed, like, it reminded me as a one, I don't need anyone else but God telling me that I can do something. And that was huge, because
sure.
yeah.
One thing I realized that as an Enneagram one, my husband, who I truly believe was an eight, he was my biggest supporter. He would say, hey, no, this is what you need to do. This, mm-hmm. you know, go for it. And so when I lost him, I also lost that. And so all of a sudden, I was allowing God to do that for me.
Wow.
And it was really powerful, and through the Enneagram. Wow. And so gaining that and stepping in and being like, okay, let's do this. Let's go all in. And your program is the way it's set up. It's so doable, and it gives you all the areas. So as I was coming up with a barrier and coming up with it, then there would be a question that you have to ask yourself, and you're like, oh, okay, I guess I have to push that away when you really look at it. And so, yeah, as an Enneagram one, so many barriers. And even to this day, because it was like, well, but I'm not an expert. I don't know everything I need to know. And having your certification right. definitely helped. And that was my little like, okay, I'm certified in it. Like I've got some seal of approval. But the biggest thing was by really allowing God to show me and sitting down and recognizing what the barriers and the fears are, it at that moment, it's like, okay, now I know what I need to do to change that thought process. Now I need to, now that I know where my areas, where my barriers right. are, I can look and I can pray. I can look at the Bible. I can talk to friends who, you know, wise counsel and say, okay, this is my fear. Now, you know, what do you see in this? And how can I step back? And so mm-hmm. It was the process, like as you really go through it, the barriers and limitations, and I still struggle with all the false messages and things. And then then when I start getting stressed, I'm reminded, oh, wait, mm-hmm. I'm back in my stress path. Mm-hmm. Let me take a step back and get back on track. And right. It's yep. so much quicker now. And the more I talk about it with my clients mm-hmm. and help them, the more I realize that I do it to myself too.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's the powerful thing about learning the Enneagram on a deeper level with BEC is that we first learn how to coach ourselves, you know, that if we don't do the hard work ourselves, then how are we really going to have that empathy and the compassion and the impact on our clients? I know. And like you said, I still struggle. Yeah. We are all going to still struggle with the false messages, whether you call it imposter syndrome or you don't feel like you have enough information, whatever you want to call it, we'll always struggle with that. I don't care what field you're in. And so we have to do that hard work of, okay, has God called me to this? Has he given me the resources? Has he given me the support system? But like you said, even if the support system has been taken away, he ultimately is our support system. He is that foundation. Mm-hmm. And I love hearing how you've leaned so much into him and that recognition, that strength and that support. Wow. I can just see, because I can see you, no one else can on the podcast, but I can see that powerful transformation and how much that really has touched you at the core.
Yeah. And I will say, knowing your Enneagram number, it was a lot easier to go looking for what I needed. Mm. And that was a big change. It wasn't just opening the Bible and looking up fear and reading all the verses. It was really, I could identify, this is what I'm feeling in this moment. This is what I need. God, I need you to give it to me. And that is the change. And that's the transformation that I was looking for, because it spoke directly to what I needed in the moment and my fear.
Being aware of what you need. Oh, it's so good. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Tammy. Nathan, what about you? Some of the roadblocks, hurdles, false messages you've had to overcome.
Gosh. Yeah. For me, a lot of it was me being in my own way, because I didn't think I had the focus necessarily to run a business, to do it on my own, to do that kind of thing. As I kind of mentioned before, that was intimidating. That was really, really, I was like, I feel like I'm capable of a lot of things. I've never ran a business. I've always worked in the nonprofit sector, emphasis on non and profit. it's something that I've said too. I love this kind of stuff. I love the Enneagram. I love just giving people tools. And I mean, it's why I ended up in college, going into psychology to understand people better, to help others understand themselves better. And I told my wife when we were talking about this, I'm like, I don't know if I should do this, because I would do this for free. Yes. I don't know how to make this a business. It was just scary to do it and do it yourself. Because like I said, then I was thinking, you have no one else to hold accountable here. You have, and timing, of course, it's like you have two young children. You just moved into a new house. You're doing X, Y, and Z. Eventually, obviously that big financial roadblock disappeared. And it was very much like, well, obviously there's never a good time. There's never a good time to do it. You've been thinking about it. You've been talking about it. You've mm-hmm. been, discussing coaching, consulting, that kind of stuff for years. My wife made sure to remind me of all of that. She is also a one. So she had a very cohesive list. Yeah. Of all those things, which was helpful. We prayed over it. We just felt like it was the thing to do, but it was hard getting out of my own way, truthfully. I think in a lot of ways we can all be our own biggest roadblocks, but I mm-hmm. am very guilty of that, especially what it took to be, to focus in. I've been out of school for a while, but it was to sit down and like focus in and pay attention again and, you know, take my notes and do that stuff. Even though I was really passionate about it, I was like, I don't know if I've got it in me anymore. I did that, went hard at it for, 6 years, did all that undergrad grad work and got done. I was like, I'm out.
Well, it sounds like, the fears of the seven of, am I going to be too scattered? Am I going to move on to the next thing? But yet all of your supporters were pretty much saying the same thing. Then God literally handed you the course through winning it. And it sounds like that's when the Lord really moved you to the healthy aligned side of the five and the one. A lot of times people don't realize that we move to the aligned and misaligned of both the numbers we're connected to on the symbol. But it sounds like the five allowed you to sit down, focus, and get it done. But the one brought you a lot of brought you to be principled, systematic, get it done. And I think that's just such a beautiful story, because it just really shows that when God has called us to something, He is the one that works in and through us. He helps us to grow. And it's not going to be easy. It's not like you probably did this in one fell swoop. I mean, there's definitely that ups and downs as we go, but that's how we learn. That's how we transform. So I just really love hearing how people transform themselves as they're becoming a coach, because that is going to be such a key indicator in how great of a coach they will be moving forward. Okay, so moving on, how are you guys currently using your Enneagram coaching? Because a lot of people use it differently. Some people will use it, you know, whether it's with teenagers or families or individuals, maybe in business, maybe they're doing it at their church. Sometimes people just do individuals. Some people do it with marriage. You know, there's just, it's a little bit wherever God has called you to be and blossom. What are the, either the niches or the modality? How are you guys really focusing on your Enneagram coaching?
For myself, like I said, I started Be Planted without really knowing what my niche was going to be. But what I've really kind of discovered and leaned into is that I really am passionate about team building, about getting teams the tools to really learn, connect, and grow together. And so for me, that's really where I've found, this officially launched in end of March. So we're, 2 months in, so we're still figuring it out. But I don't know, I've just always had a passion for, as I mentioned earlier, working with student leaders, and giving them the tools to work well with each other. And that's just really carried over into what I'm doing now and using the Enneagram. And while I might use other tools and other methods, I always come back to the Enneagram as at its core, because I think everything else is kind of ancillary. You know, it kind of, wrote, if you draw a Venn diagram, I put the Enneagram right in the middle, because it focuses on those core motivations. And when you can understand those things, then everything else seems to flow a lot better. And we can, like I said, specifically with teams, it's so easy to make up stories about other individuals. We're always telling stories in our heads. You know, we're always saying, oh, yes. I'm so guilty of it too. And I would always tell students, like, don't, if you read a text message, are you going to, without any context, are you going to take it positively or negatively? Probably the worst possible way. And I know I still do that, but it's the same kind of concept with teams, especially after 2020, where we've all been virtual. Even moments like we're having right now on Zoom, while helpful, we still miss that person-to-person connection. And so many of the teams that I've only had officially had a chance to work with a handful of them, but it comes down to that communication. And when you understand someone, that they're not being mean-spirited, that they're not being rude, that they're not trying to be hurtful or insensitive, and they've got these, they're just wired differently than you, and God's made them in a different way. For me, I've just found that to be so incredibly powerful, and everything else we can build off of with that. I remember one I just got done doing it last month, one of the guys was, you can't put me in a box. I'm like, I don't want to put you in a box. That's great. That's what I want. Great. Perfect. Yeah. We're already there.
Yeah. We're already in a good place. Yeah. We're actually trying to help you to get out of the box you're already in. Yeah. I love that.
That's right.
Tammy, what about you?
Yes. So I use it in two ways. My business has been open since January of last year is when I made the switch and got certified and just was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And God is kind of, you know how niches, they kind of, you kind of maneuver until you find the right path. And so like I mentioned before, I worked with widowed and divorced moms and really on the confidence building. And if you understand your fear, you understand what you're doing, and you're able to respond instead of react and get your identity back. You're able to, you know, come alive again and know, like, oh, I do have preferences. Okay, I'm allowed to make these choices. And so I've just, with that has been incredibly enlightening. And again, even if we don't go deep into the Enneagram, that's the first thing I do is let's talk about this. Because again, once we identify our fears, and then we understand also what our core motivation and our desire is, then we can start making those breakthroughs really quickly, really quickly. And I also work with a financial firm that has a little bit of different take on financial management. And so I work with theirs, and they, you know, they're like, well, if you understand, and they came to me for confidence and habits. And I was like, well, let's go on deeper. If you understand your fear, you also understand what choices you're making with money. And so I do financial confidence coaching with them as well. And I use the Enneagram, and huge transformations. It's just amazing. And I will tell you, so many times I've had people who are like, I have been in therapy for 5 years.
Right.
And I just after three sessions, I broke up with my therapist, and I'm going all in with coaching with you. Like I need this, you know, and it's not because I'm so great. It's really because when you look at what your fears are, you look at who you are and who God made you to be, that's when the real transformation happens.
Absolutely. And so that, and it spills out into all these other categories.
It does so much. And so, and I've just, even with grief, and I'm still just diving into the Enneagram and grief and how they play a part. But, you know, C.S. Lewis talked about grief and fear looking the same. And then I realized that in so many times, your grief turns into fear without you even realizing it. And so that is, and understanding that, then we're able to, again, like, look at our grief, look at our loss, looking at it from a different perspective to make that transformation and come alive.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. That's so good. Hey, let's stay on that theme of transformation. I'd love to hear, can you share just from both of you, a story of a client's transformation while being coached with the Enneagram? Do you have a specific story that you wouldn't mind sharing? You don't have to use the client's name.
Well, I have several, but one that really particular sticks out to me is she was an eight, and she always been a strong person. I've known her for years, but she never stepped into who she was. She was always had that. She always buffered. She always, you know, she would, I mean, she's a very strong personality. And when we started looking at the Enneagram and breaking down, because she was like, I'm an eight and I don't want to be an eight. And I'm like, well, let's look at this, because what I found, because I didn't want to be a one, is then I started breaking down and realizing that the weaknesses that I see as weaknesses were actually my strengths. And so let's see how that works for you. And as we went through, I remember our last session together, and she's like, for the first time, I'm proud to be an eight. Like I am, you know, the strong woman God made me to be is the woman that I can step out and I can show to the world. And she realized that, you know, the intensity level doesn't have to be a nine. She can, you know, take it down to a six at times, and also unapologetically be her. That's really, if people...
That's right.
It's their own reason. If they can't handle your intensity, but there's people who need your intensity. I need the intensity of an eight, and that, okay, let's do it. And, you know, to break through the fear. And so when she really opened herself up and the vulnerability, we cracked that vulnerability. And she talked about how because she was willing to look at herself, she was willing to share it with her husband. And the transformation, because they had a great marriage, but now they have an amazing marriage because she's willing to be her and is able to talk about her strengths and weaknesses in the light of how God made her. And that working with her was how I was like, oh, this is huge. This is like, God, I did not even see this coming. And thank you for letting me on this journey with her, because it is such a blessing to see people come alive in Christ. and really step Absolutely. Into
That's why I always tell people I have the best job ever. Like, I literally get to see and watch God work in and through people, and I just get to participate. It's
so much.
Who wouldn't want to do this job?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so good. Yeah. Nathan, what about you?
Well, I honestly have, in a professional capacity, I've only had, like I said, a handful of clients so far. So my story pool is limited. So we'll go into with that at least. But I did have the opportunity to work with a team, just that team I mentioned earlier that I worked with last month. And that was really a very cool interaction. It started with a full day workshop. And now it has led to kind of a longer term, we're in the middle of it right now, a longer term coaching process where I'm working with the business leaders separately and then working with the team. So we're meeting a couple times a month for 6 months and working through that, which has been a very encouraging thing for myself. But it was really empowering for that team, I feel like, to have this language, to be able to share and connect. My favorite, like I said, the individual said, you can't put me in a box, was the one afterwards I found out. Like, this was on a Monday. We did a full day workshop. Tuesday, this individual who said, you can't put me in a box, was saying, hey, we should make a graph and put it up. We have that graph that was shared with us. Let's put that together. Let's put it up here. And then let's all set two or three personal goals for ourselves that we're putting out publicly. So we can all hold each other accountable, and I was so surprised to hear that because he was in that session just looking very skeptical about stuff, especially when we talked about the Enneagram and we broke into groups to by triads to talk about how they they process stuff, and really it was it wasn't even a triad situation because they didn't have anyone in the heart category. It was a very technically oriented organization.
Sure, yeah.
I guess they had one person. She was all by herself. But it was, it was really awesome to see the transformation that came because they all had something to talk about. And in that workshop, we broke them up into some groups and had them break off and do some work on their own, and they came back with the same issues that they wanted to fix within the organization, both on the semblance of working with each other and as an organization with its cultures and values. And these groups came back with those same goals in mind, and they were able to work towards those together. And it's just one of those moments where a lot of these folks were probably thinking the same thing, but no one was talking about it. They didn't have permission to talk about it. And they didn't have language to use. And so being able to provide them with that and a framework to understand each other turned out to be really empowering for that group. And I'm thankful I get to still walking alongside them for the next several months. And hopefully we'll dig deeper and open some new doors for them within their relationships with each other and within their organization.
Wow, that is so exciting. I mean, people... that haven't used the Enneagram, I just always wish that they could see the transformative power of the clarity that the Enneagram brings to us. Mm-hmm. And it's not just clarity of ourself, which that is super important, but it's the clarity of understanding others that we're in relationship with, whether it's family, whether it's business, church, community, stranger. Because even if you don't know those strangers' type, you at least know there are 9 different ways of perceiving and interpreting and reacting to the world. And it may not be the way you reacted to it. And so for you to walk into this business and this team and to give them the language and the clarity that, hey, other people are seeing this differently. Let's have compassion and empathy and understanding. How can we move towards one another versus at one another? It changes the whole atmosphere, the ethos of the company, and can really move the needle forward. And I love that. I love hearing what you guys are doing and the calling that God has on each of you. Wow. I mean, and that's, I just want people to realize that our course, Become an Enneagram Coach course, sets you up to go into the niche, the field, the topics, whatever you want to name it, that you're interested in or the one that God has called you to. And so it's not about doing it one specific way. It's about gaining this foundational training and understanding to move into the space that God has called you. And so in saying that, what would you guys, if you were with someone who's kind of on the fence of becoming an Enneagram Coach and they don't really know know what it's all about and they're kind of interested in becoming an Enneagram coach because it's coming from this Christian perspective, but they might work with Christians and non-Christians, which we do train on. What would you say to them if they're on the fence?
I mean, if they're on the fence, I would say do it.
Uh-huh. And why?
In true seven fashion, you just got to dive in sometimes and at some point, I've had conversations with people about several things, not necessarily coaching, but where they're on the fence and they've weighed the pros, they've weighed the cons, and they're still on the fence, but something is keeping them, they keep coming. It's easy to stay where you are. Yes. And to get up onto the fence, as it were, you've taken enough steps that you just have to take that step over sometimes. And if it doesn't, and this is where I was struggling too, is if it doesn't work, that's hard. That it's tough to be in a space where things maybe don't work the way you imagined. And that's scary. And it's that fear that we were talking about. Mm-hmm. But as I've said, if they're up on the fence and they've been there for a while, there's something that's blocking them from taking that step over, but it's real safe and comfortable on this side of the fence. And they keep coming up to it and they're ready to jump over. So I tell people, do it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just gotta jump into the deep end and see what happens. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned imposter syndrome. Yeah. I deal with that a lot. But you smile and nod and pretend like you know what you're doing. And sometimes it works out.
Nathan, I still like coming back to your first answer though, of just do it. Just ready, fire, aim.
That's like my motto. Are you supposed to aim first?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
No. Ready. Yeah. Just run right into the face of your fears.
True counterphobic six would say, right?
Exactly right. Yeah. My whole life. Awesome. Let's do it.
And I say it from the perspective of too, like I have been one who's ran away from the hard stuff for a long time, my youngest brother passed away several years ago and I avoided that to an extreme. I dove into work. I dove into relationships. Lots of unhealthy things just to keep myself, I wouldn't, would stay awake as long as you could. So you didn't have to have the calm before you go to bed,
yeah.
Where your brain starts mm-hmm. processing. So I know what that fear looks like to keep you from stepping yeah. over that thing to go to the next thing and dealing with the hard. I encourage anyone who's at that place, just step through it. It's you probably have more people around you that are supporting you than you could imagine. And if you're up on that space where you're really leaning in, thinking that maybe this coaching process is where I should be, God's probably put you there and put that in your mind and mm-hmm. given you the tools to step through. And as Tammy, as you said, this course especially, it was so wonderful how it played out. It was simple to follow, but you dug in deep. You were able to go back and mm-hmm. do things at your pace. And so you're not on anyone's timeline. Mm-hmm. You're not on, so life happens sometimes. And,
right.
And this course is just set up in such a way that I felt like I learned a lot, but I also wasn't like panicky that I wasn't on the right timeline as everyone
sure.
else.
Yeah. Yeah. You can go fast. You can go slow. Like you said it. And cause we've had some people that have, let's say a staycation from their job and they've plowed into the whole course in like a week or two. And then others that, are stay at home moms or single moms or whatever their situation is. And it's taken them a year and a half, but they just like kept going at it and just bit by bit were able to accomplish their goal and then to get out there and really use it. And the other cool thing I always tell people, I'm like, no matter how God is going to use this in your life, whether it is with lots of clients, some clients, somewhere in between, what I do know is it's going to transform your life, your personal life, your relationships. Everything that you do from here on out is going to give you the insights that you never thought you would ever have, but also all the insights that you wish you had before. Like, oh, I wish I had known this 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And so it can really transform your life as well. But Tammy, what would you say to someone who's on the fence?
So everything that Nathan said as well, just do it. But as an Enneagram one, one of the things that I needed to know I was doing the right thing, realizing that as a single parent, the financial portion of it, like I cannot let it, I could not let it become a burden. Like, this is, if I'm going to do it, I need to do it. And then there's so many different programs. It's like, which is the right one? And I will tell you, the reason I went with yours is the faith-based. And I was like, I've been walking with God this whole time. He's been leading me towards this. And again, like, it's so important that you know this is a tool. This is, you know, it's really God who has created you and made you. And it was important for me that I did not get so into the Enneagram that I started to worship that. That became the main focus, because really it's the person and the transformation. And I still wanted something that God could use. And again, in Enneagram fashion, in Enneagram 1 fashion, like, I needed the process. I needed the step-by-step. I needed to, you know, the one place to go to learn everything. And it was laid out beautifully. It gave me a place to start. It gave me a place to finish. It touched on every aspect of the business, not just the Enneagram portion. And it dove into that, but that also the module that gives you the how to set up a business and how to do that, which, you know, I've been in the business world for a while. I had an MBA. I have, you know, but it's different when you do it for yourself versus corporation right. or the Air Force, or when you have someone else saying, okay, here's your parameters, because all of a sudden there's no parameters when you're an entrepreneur and you're like, I need something. And your program laid that out and it was accessible. And it also, like, I, again, like, when I finished it, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm still not, I don't know how to jump in and start. Well, then you have the worksheets. And so I was like, okay, that's the next step, as I invested in those worksheets. And because that gave me the confidence that I needed, that I had the right tools. Now, I will tell you, those worksheets, I don't use them as much anymore. Because I don't need them as much anymore. I still use them, still very valuable in my toolbox. But over time, just learning it, your program gives you the confidence to go in any direction you need to go. You don't tell somebody, okay, now you've learned it, this is how you need to teach it. You need to make sure that you check in every 6 months, and we need to know what's going on. We need to know what language you're using to make sure that you are on brand with our brand. It's like, no, you've empowered your people to really make it their own with this honest, you guys have done the research. I know that when I go to your site and go to your information, that you've done the research. With there's several Enneagram programs out there that just, there's things about it, it's like, it doesn't line up with what other people are saying about the Enneagram. Overall, I'm not the expert, but I have an expert in my pocket. So that's, you know, and it spoke to my Enneagram 1. It spoke to doing that. And it gave me that power, that step by step to say, oh, I did this. Let me just do a little bit more. And then I felt, once I was certified in therapy, I was like, oh no, now I have to do it. And whereas with your course, it was like, okay, I'm ready to do this. Like, I don't know it all,
that's so great.
But I don't need to know it all. Like, it's okay. I've got enough and it will come. And so, yeah, I would say do it, that you have nothing to lose, and invest in yourself and invest in your future, invest in your family, because it's worth it.
Well, I love hearing that, because that was my goal when I planned it out, was I want to give people this step-by-step, you know, path to take, that we have three sections in it. So this is for people that are really interested in the course. And what is in this course? It's all online, it's virtual, and it's laid out in three sections. The first section is a deep dive into the Enneagram. So the structure, what it is, how we use it, especially from a faith-based perspective. Then a deep dive into each of the 9 types. Then we move into section 2, which is all about how do you coach with the Enneagram and all the different ways of coaching. We have group coaching, individual coaching, couple coaching, marriage coaching, team coaching. We go through all that. And then how do present the Enneagram and what's important. You know, so we have all of these things that we show you how to use this from a coaching perspective, teaching perspective. And then the third section is how to build your coaching business. And we actually interview, or Jeff does, interview the experts we've used to teach those sections, whether it's, you know, building a business, finances, website, branding, et cetera, et cetera, just so that you guys have a leg up. Because otherwise, you would be done with the program and it's like, and now what? Like, what am I supposed to do now? And the last thing we want our students and potential coaches is to be stuck at that very moment. That is the moment right. We want them to excel, because they have the goods now. So then we give them the resources. And then if you're still stuck, we have a Facebook group community, and it's private. It's only for those that are with BEC. And we have over 1,000 of our coaches in this BEC group, from still studying to seasoned and have been coaching for a while. And people ask their questions and they chime in and they give all of their insights and feedback. And it's just this huge support system. And then when people pass their certification, they let everyone know and we all celebrate. And so there's a support system. Even though we're all virtual, we're all on the same team cheering each other on. And so that's really what BEC is about. And like you said, the guide sheets, some people purchase the guide sheets, and these are 5 guide sheets for each of the 9 types that our coaches, if they choose to purchase them, sets them up for their first 5 sessions with any given type, so that they don't have to wonder, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? The guide sheets guide our coaches as they guide their clients. And I still use them. I love them. They really kind of set you up. But like you were saying, Tammy, depending on the path that God has you as a coach, you learn the skill sets and then you develop further in what you're doing with the clients that he's bringing to you. So yeah, that is our passion. That's our heart. I'm so glad to hear that it landed on both of you guys in the way that was designed to. That's really exciting and just really, so endearing for me to hear. Well, thank you guys so much for telling us your story. I love, love, love seeing how God has called you out and is freeing you as being a principled reformer and an enthusiast optimist, you know, the type 7, type 1, and what God is doing in and through you with your clients and all the ones he's going to bring here moving forward. Well, guys, that wraps it up for us on what it's like to be an Enneagram coach, the hurdles, the transformation, the joys. And so what we really want you to know is that, as always, the Enneagram reveals your need for Jesus, not your need to work harder. It is the gospel that transforms us.